1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And, you know, there was an earthquake in Seattle yesterday at 6.8. Bob McGraw had been on with us yesterday talking about his earthquake emergency kits. We do want to talk from the environmental standpoint. Jeff Dowder has got a line still open there, too. We got a line open to Art's plane. Is he still in it? Art? All right. Maybe he's not in the airplane anymore. There's an airplane up there with nobody in it, so you might somebody call a tower, any tower, a water tower. Get somebody up there. Get somebody up there. Anyway, we have on the line with us from Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I hope there's not a plane flying over my house without a pilot in it.
I don't think so. Tell us a little bit, Jeff. I know you work with a variety of environmental groups.
That's correct, Phil. We work with Animal Watch, Friends of the Forest, and the Waterfall Foundation, as well as maintaining a pretty keen interest in some of the Eastern systems of philosophy, which I studied. About this earthquake, I am a Christian, but I do believe in a spiritual connection between religious enlightenment and the use of the herb. So
that means you're a Christian who smokes marijuana?
I do use marijuana, and the reason why I say that is I think that you can have a connection to God and use marijuana. I don't think there's anything that's necessarily wrong about that, but I want to be upfront about that because it's part of our environmental belief.
All right, you mentioned that earthquakes are in the Bible. Do you think that every single earthquake has a biblical connection?
I think you're right. Earthquakes are in the Bible, and God may be looking down on the city of Seattle and on the people of the western part of the United States with a little bit of disfavor. But I think more to the point, I think you've seen in the United States over the last 10 years a sort of lemming rush to the corporate machinations of Starbucks, which is a coffee company out of Seattle, Washington, with offices in and around the 50 contiguous United States. Corporate offices is in Seattle, but they're not offices where you buy coffee.
No, I know. A coffee stand. They have coffee stands.
Yes. Coffee stands as well as some of the other products that they sell. And I think that it's possible that there is some dissatisfaction, perhaps, with the Starbucks infiltration of the corporate culture.
All right. Is God looking with disfavor on Starbucks?
I think that, again, I come from an Eastern mystic orientation, but the Bible does tell us that there will be earthquakes in diverse places.
And I mean, are we on the verge of Armageddon, the end of the world? And
Phil, I don't want to go that far. The end of the world could take another 300, 400 years. It could take another 1,000 years. It could take another 5 minutes. But I think you've got to look at it and say that's, first of all, Seattle having an earthquake. Is way, I never heard of that. Also, that...
Well, they had one 52 years ago.
52 years ago they had it, which was a strong one, but I don't think you necessarily associate it. The other thing, though, is that Starbucks, if you look at the corporate logo, there is a woman with a queen, a woman with a queen's crown on her head. And I think you look at that, and you have to ask yourself, is that some kind of a blasphemy?
All right, well, Jeff, why is the corporate logo of Starbucks a blasphemy? And again, I want you to define for me how you feel God is upset with Seattle and creating an earthquake, okay?
Well, first of all, I think that, it usurps the role of God in the universe. And the other thing that I think that Starbucks does is, and I think it needs to be said, it bastardizes. I've talked at length about I do use herb, and I think the herb is good because it does transcend a certain mental state. But I think the bastardization of the bean that Starbucks has been associated with, because I'm an environmentalist, and Starbucks has molested the bean. And
all right, when you talk about the molestation of the bean, you're talking about a coffee bean?
I'm talking about an aspect of our environment. Yes, I am. And again, the vast majority of people who go to Starbucks are fairly predictable people. They're corporate lemmings. They're drawn to Starbucks because their friends go there. Their friends go there because they don't know any better. The Starbucks logo sucks people in. The woman has a crown emblematic of usurping God's role in the universe. and this is something I discovered working with Toby Bowe and another friend of mine, Scott Donlin. So when you drive by a Starbucks, you know, bow your head for the lemmings inside because the coffee bean's being raped.
All right, Jeff Dotter is with us. Your idea that the earthquake in Seattle is somehow God's dissatisfaction with Starbucks.
That, in my opinion, it's a dissatisfaction of a universal energy with Starbucks.
And the people that go to Starbucks are lemmings.
In my opinion, yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to give our number here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dotter is an environmentalist and also a religionist, a study of spiritual matters, Eastern mysticism.
Zen, Tao Te Ching. I've read the Tao Te Ching. I also did a paper on the Tao Te Ching as well as Zen Buddhism.
All right, now, I'm sure it wouldn't surprise you to know that I go to Starbucks.
I mean, no, it doesn't surprise me because I think that that's the culture that you're in. You're in sort of a corporate culture.
I mean, I'm an educated man, and I love my family, and I think I'm a free thinker, but I go to Starbucks. You're saying that I'm not?
I'm not saying that you're not. I'm saying that people who go to Starbucks have sort of suspended. Phil, you know, it's hard for me to say this to you because I know you to be a guy who is, you know, you can't be an independent thinker, but I think you've really let yourself down when you go to Starbucks. I mean, nobody realizes the raping of the bean that Starbucks has done and why God sent the vengeance to Seattle in the form of the 6.8 quake. But the fact is, if you allow the bean to get molested, and that
you say, because I go to Starbucks and I have a cup of coffee there, then I'm allowing the raping of the bean and therefore a raping of a part of our environment. I just don't see it that way.
No, when you're standing in line at Starbucks, you don't see yourself. The people who stand in line at Starbucks don't see themselves. They just stand there itching for their fix, waiting to do their duty to the crowned queen of the bean, Cafe Americano, all of the different coffee latte, all of the bean being raped. And
okay, when you say the rape of the bean,
I'm talking basically, Phil, about the, you know, cafe latte, Americano, Cubano. I don't mean there's nothing wrong with running water through coffee. That's fine. But if you have an espresso latte, you just committed, in my opinion, an unnatural act on the bean. And a frappuccino is a personal assault to God and His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
And wow, man, you are.
What?
I mean, you're.
No, I know it's really far out, but I'm also saying that's what all you lemmings who go to Starbucks do, and you don't think about the consequences. You don't think about standing there and
look, if people are going to get in line and be fans of whatever it is. People stand in line for Disney. Does that make them lemmings?
That's a whole different subject. I mean, Disney at least, but Starbucks, you know how many different coffee places there are? Do you know how many different coffee places you can go to get coffee? There's Coffee Bean, there's the Tea Leaf, there's Caribou, there's Seattle's Finest. You know, there's a million different places a guy go. But to stand in line at Starbucks means you have given up what's left of your free will. You just turned it over. And in my way of thinking, I think it's a disgrace to people who consider themselves independent of corporate culture.
Jeez. You know, dude, you sound like some freaking leftist hippie radical dude who.
Yeah, I know, man. You know, I'm messing your world up a little bit here, man. I'm sorry.
No, that's not it. You don't make any sense, man. You're talking to me about.
Well, you're worshiping the frappuccino by standing in line at Starbucks instead of spending time studying the Word of God, and that is important.
I mean, look at, call me a lemming if you want to.
Can you deny it?
I guess I'm a lemming. I go and I stand in line at Starbucks, but I will not ever believe that my eating or having a cup of coffee at Starbucks caused the Seattle earthquake.
Well, it's a corporate thing, man, that rapes the culture, that displeases God, and it's in the Bible. Okay?
So me and all the other people are going to cafe latte as opposed to just a regular cup of coffee. We caused the earthquake.
In my opinion, I think that there is a spiritual connection between the earthquake in Seattle and the biblical prophecy of earthquakes toward the end times, and I think it's brought on by this worship of the of Starbucks and the subsequent molestation and sodomization of the bean, you know, as opposed to having a regular cup. What?
Hold on, man. Okay, that's great. But we're knocking it out of the park today. This guy is... If you're going to tell me that because I have a cafe latte at Starbucks, I'm raping the bean, and as a result, I'm causing the Seattle earthquake, I got to ask you, where in the Bible does it say that? I know the Bible talks about earthquakes. This guy, who's an environmentalist named Jeff Dowder, believes that God is upset with Starbucks. And that's why Seattle got an earthquake. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show, talking with Jeff Dowder, who is a environmentalist, about the Seattle earthquake. You're a spiritualist, though, too, aren't you, Jeff?
I'm a spiritualist. I'm a man. I believe in God, and I'm a Christian.
And your smoking of the herb, as you call it, is definitely a. How can I go to line one when there's nothing on line one?
What?
Nothing. Nothing. It's just the days of freaking abortion. How can you be talking about being a Christian and smoke marijuana?
First of all, I'm going to trip over that whole comment you made about an abortion because...
Never mind. It's just a comment, okay?
Well, I don't think the herb is inconsistent with... I don't think the herb is inconsistent with, you know, the Bible, and it helps open up our eyes.
And smoking the herb opened your eyes to the belief that, what, that...
It opened my eyes to the belief that the bean's being raped.
That the bean, meaning Starbucks, is being raped.
That's correct.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Joseph on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, he said that he smokes pot.
I smoke the herb, yes, sir.
Well, isn't that the same thing as you saying us that we're molesting the coffee beans?
No, because the coffee beans being perverted. If you go to Starbucks, you can get coffee like 90 different ways.
If I go down to the corner, I can get pot 90 different ways.
No, it's basically the same herb that's being grown out of God's earth.
Now, you're being hypocritical when you say that we're raping the coffee bean and you're sitting there saying that you smoke pot.
Because I'm smoking marijuana in the essential form that the Lord gave it to us. The bean's being molested. Every time you go to Starbucks, you get Cafe Cubano or the latte, too.
Well, next time you go down to the corner, don't ask for anything like the Columbia Gold or anything like
that. Yeah, well, that's a different... It's like saying... It's totally different, man. It's like saying... Okay, I like a bean from Sumatra, or I like a bean from South America. Colombian gold or whatever, or, you know, Humboldt gold, or, you know, Panama red, or ganja. And those are all different herbs grown in different parts, but I'm not putting them through, I'm not serving them up with cream and steamed milk. See, that's all I'm saying, bro. And you got to understand, Starbucks, God doesn't dig it.
I don't think God's out there digging people smoke pot either.
How do you figure, man? There's nothing.
Does the Bible say anything about not smoking weed?
No.
Does the Bible say anything about not drinking coffee?
I didn't say don't drink no coffee, did I? I said Starbucks is trying to take over God. That's what I said. You need to listen better.
Okay, thank you. Starbucks is trying to take over God?
I think in a lot of ways there's a... If you look at the corporate symbol of the woman who has a crown on her head, that's usurping the role of the god.
I had a question to ask you. I want to get over to another call, though. Marcia, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to reply to Jeff. He was talking about that the Bible didn't say anything about not smoking the weed.
Does that makes no reference to
it? Absolutely does. Yes, it does.
Where?
In the Old Testament, in the King James Version, it definitely says that you're not to partake of the filthy weed.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Tell me where.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you don't even know the quote. You're just coming up with that, okay?
Well,
I'm not. I can tell you in the Bible, though, where you can find that the earthquakes mean that the world's coming to an end.
Jeff, you had your turn, so let me tell you something.
Yeah, I had my turn, but you can't cite the space in the Bible where it says the weed.
What part of the Bible, Marcia, does it say that?
Pardon me?
Where does it say that in the Bible?
I can't tell you what book. If
yeah,
I had known I was going to be calling
man.
In, I would have found it.
She's
because...
making it up.
No, I'm not. No,
well,
I have no reason to make it up.
Well, have you got a Bible sitting there?
No, I don't. In fact,
you don't even
went...
read the Bible, man. Do you even own one?
I know the Bible very well, but the
How
thing about
you know
it is...
How can you know it if you don't read it?
If he wants to argue his case when he's not under the influence of the weed,
hey,
then I would
you know
give
what?
Some credence
to his argument.
At least
I got a Bible here, and I'm not making claims that I can't back up. The Old Testament, by the way... got thrown out when Jesus got put up on the cross.
Well, that qualifies your argument right there. The thing I'm saying is,
see?
It says nowhere in the Bible anything about what you do with a coffee bean. And if you can read
yeah,
that into that,
says,
you're stretching.
It says that the earthquakes is caused because of the end of the world. And
because
God,
of raping coffee beans?
Well, God is displeased. Why did he hit Seattle? Why did he hit Seattle? Why did he hit Seattle?
You're telling all of us that God laid an earthquake on Seattle because Starbucks is molesting coffee beans.
I think it's part of our environment. Yes, sir, I do.
That is so preposterous.
Well,
it's
you know,
not
Marcia,
even...
you came up with a quote out of the Bible that you can't back up.
No, I didn't
and
come up with a quote.
And lying is a sin against God. So if you can find it, tell us where it is.
If I'll look it up and I'll call the show back.
Well, Marcia made a good point. What about the coffee bean?
In Hezekiah chapter 4, verse 20.
In what?
Hezekiah.
There's not a book, Hezekiah.
You don't even own a Bible.
Yes, I do. There's not a book, Hezekiah.
Well, go get your Bible and tell me.
Now,
in the book of what?
Ezekiel or Hezekiah?
In Hezekiah 4:20, don't molest the bean. Yeah. You know, it's really disrespectful, I think, to God and to Jesus who died on the cross.
Look it, dude. What's the name of the book?
I said Ezekiel.
There's not a Hezekiah, Phil.
Bull.
There's a Hezekiah and there's an Ezekiel. Now, which one is he talking about?
Well, how do you spell it, Jeff?
H-E-Z-I-K-I-A-H.
That's Hezekiah.
If he was a Bible student, he would know that.
Okay, so you lied a second time. You lied a second time, Marcia. After God gets done with Seattle, he's coming for you.
Well, I'm ready for him,
right.
I'm not afraid of that.
All right, thank you, Marcia, very much for your call. And I would, if I were you, apologize to this lady.
Why?
I think that threatening kind of crap...
I don't mean nothing by it. I'm just saying, she said there wasn't no Hezekiah.
It's called Hezekiah, apparently. That's why she said there wasn't no Hezekiah. And
well, Mr. Henry, what I'm trying to say, though...
And what do you mean chapter 4, verse 20 says, don't molest the bean?
You look it up. You don't believe me.
We get that Bible in the office?
I heard you on your show one day say that they got you a Bible.
Go grab that Bible and see if it says, don't molest the bean in Hezekiah. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Kathy, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This guy's an idiot.
I get Hezekiah.
Okay, Kathy, we got a rule on the Phil Henry Show. When you start off a phone call calling somebody a name...
You tell her, Phil.
Shut up. When you start your phone call off calling somebody a name, you've already sort of, like... You've lost your argument, you know?
I apologize.
You know, whenever you call me, it sticks on you.
Well, okay, then I'm an idiot, too.
Okay, good. Let's start from there.
All right, well, now we got to...
So we're both idiots.
Hold on, because now we got to... Both of you... What am I? This is a nut house. 1-800, we'll be back. Kathy, hang on. You hang on, Mr. Doubter. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. By the way, do we have a web? Do we have an email address for that Tiger Lilies request we made at the start of the show, Mike? And it's Phil Tiger Lilies. So here's what you do: if you have a Tiger Lily CD that you want to trade a Phil Henry CD for, and we'll give you a Phil Henry Best of the Year 2000 CD, send your send us your email address to philtigerlilies@yahoo.com. philtigerlilies@yahoo.com, and Lilies is spelled L-I-L-L-I-E-S. So philtigerlilies@yahoo.com, and we will, depending on how many people send us an email, we'll just pull one at random, and that'll be the person we communicate with, okay? 1-800-449-8686. On the line is, we still have Art Griego's plane flying around with no pilot in it, so we're looking for him. And on the line is Jeff Dowder. He's an environmentalist from San Diego. He's talking to us about the earthquake that you pin on Starbucks because of their greedy corporate culture. Now, you said you were going to find something because Starbucks, in your opinion, rapes the bean.
Phil, right here in Matthew chapter 7, verse 5. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the bean out of thine own eye. Okay, thank you. Now, that is...
Well, now, where is that? Matthew?
That's Matthew chapter 7, verse 5. So what they're saying is, cast the bean out of your own eye, then we'll talk, okay, basically. So there's my biblical thing, but the lady named Marcia, she lied because she don't even read the Bible, man.
All right, let me go back to the lady who's been hanging on patiently here. Kathy, go ahead.
Okay. God's not mad at Starbucks or anything else.
Okay, the you're going to have to back that statement up.
The world revolves all the time. And
okay, back it up.
We have problems in our earth.
Okay, well, I just backed up my statement.
And
all right, Kathy, thanks for calling. I didn't think she really had much to say when I first talked to her. Here is Amy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. She didn't have very much to say when we first talked.
I already said that. Amy, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling. I mean, God...
If you look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 5, cast the bean out of your own eye.
God would not allow Starbucks if it was something bad. I mean,
Porno movies? Is there murder?
God doesn't cause murder or porno. People, sin nature does that.
Well, God
not God.
I don't believe that God caused Starbucks. I believe that people molested...
I believe God gave somebody a talent to open a Starbucks and said, okay, you know, you're going to open a Starbucks, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I don't believe, you know, an earthquake causes from the ground.
Amy made a good point, Jeff, that God gave someone the talent to create a Starbucks.
Okay, so you're saying God gave someone the talent to molest a bean.
Bean?
The coffee bean.
No.
Read it and weep. Hey. Do you read the Bible? It says that earthquakes are caused in the Bible.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, the Bible says there's going to be earthquakes, Jeff. It doesn't say they're going to be caused because Starbucks went into business and didn't use a bean right.
Then what about casting the bean out of your eye?
All right, I'm looking at I've got my Bible here, and I don't have the quote in front of me. But you say it's in there?
It's in there. Amy.
Yeah.
Are you in a high school Bible group?
No, I'm not. I'm out of high school.
Really? You sound very youthful.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm only 23, so.
Well, you should join some high school Bible group.
Yeah. You think so?
And yeah, because you don't know what time it is.
I don't know what time it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time do you have?
All right. Thanks a lot, Amy. 1-800-449-86.
Why'd you hang up on her, man? She sounded sweet.
Because I got to move on. Here is Karina, Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to address the gentleman there. I personally don't like Starbucks. I think that Starbucks is very corporate. It's very impersonal, and I have other places that I like to drink coffee at.
Exactly, man. You always see the people lined up.
Let the lady finish, please.
But I also want to say, as far as is this molesting of the bean and the raping of the bean and then the statements that you're making, you might as well say anytime you put lettuce on a sandwich, a sandwich shop's molesting the lettuce.
No. wrong because you're not doing anything to the lettuce.
Okay, good point. So what about when you mash potatoes? Or what about when you put spices inside the yams? Or anytime you cook anything that's alive,
you know,
to mention that burning ganja or whatever is still, you're burning it, you're killing it.
I believe that's the way God intended
it. Living it is not living
anymore.
But
that's not changing the basic nature of the ganja.
Now, when you put spices in when you make a pumpkin pie?
Well, what, Karina's point about mashed potatoes.
Okay. You have a very good point. I can't fight all the battles. I can't fight all the battles. What I'm saying is the Lord gave us these. He gave us the herb, and he gave us the bean. And there's a lot of bad stuff being done. I'm concentrating right now on trying to give the bean a break, or I mean trying to save it. Nobody gives a crap about lettuce. You can't rape something that wants to be raped.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. You want to laugh about it, man, but lettuce gives itself over willingly to the sandwich.
I have a question for you.
No, you know something, man?
God?
Wait a second.
Do you know what God thinks? Do you think that God might possibly have a few better things to do on this earth?
Oh, really? Then how come it says in the
beans? What about molestation of young children that are out there, or raping of women?
That's bad
too. Don't you think that God is a little bit more concerned with humans than
I think that God
beans?
Is concerned with raping of children. I think he's concerned with the molestation of the bean. I think raping women is probably third on that list.
What are you talking about, man? You just got done saying that lettuce gives itself over willingly to the
Okay, Mr. Henry, I come believing in the word of Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God. And I believe that this is part of the persecution of Christians.
Wait.
No, sir, I want to finish what I'm saying.
No, wait. Don't give me this persecution of the Christian thing. You said to me that...
Okay, Mr. Henry, I want to say that I believe in Jesus.
You said you believe that lettuce can't get raped. You're talking about beans that can get raped. You're saying all kinds of... Starbucks is trying to usurp the position of God. What's wrong with me questioning these kooky, way-out concepts, man?
And I do have one more statement, if I can, really quick.
Everybody's talking except me, so go ahead.
Yeah, right, man. You ain't talked enough.
Take your time, but you've had a little bit of time. Let me just say this real quick. I understand where you're coming with Starbucks and it being corporate and all that. I truly understand that.
Right.
I will not go to Starbucks.
Right.
However, as far as the God that I understand, the God that I understand doesn't come down and strike a city because they have a Starbucks or they have a corporate Starbucks. Things happen in life. The world revolves. There is a thing called gravity. Things shift, things move.
As far as
there being a corporate, you might as well say that anybody that has anything that's corporate, how about a corporate radio station or how about a corporate... anything, Apple computers, anything. You might as well say that every place on the earth that has anything corporate better look out.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
No, because Starbucks is the only corporation that I'm aware of that willingly sodomizes the bean.
As far as ganja goes,
ganja wants to be burned. If I didn't light up a spliff, it'd find a way to light its own self up.
You just need a few more interests and you'll be just fine.
No, man, I got all the life I need. Check out Matthew chapter 7, verse 5. Check it out.
All right. With that, I got to go. Karina, thank you.
I'm going to get a cafe latte right now. Thanks,
Phil. Go ahead and lock it out. Oh, look at that. She wants to go and play bad with the bean. You know, hold on for a minute. Okay.
What are you doing now? What are you doing now?
What's it sound like, man?
Oh, okay. We're molesting some ganja?
Don't be talking like that, man. I'm not making the ganja do nothing that it don't want to do. Ooh, yeah. Why did fish break up? Why?
All right, man. That's really sweet.
Oh, you're locking it out now? You're hanging up?
Yeah, man. I'm hanging up on you. And as soon as I get that Matthew chapter 7, verse 5... cast the bean out of your own eye. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So you want me to tell the story about the bikers that used to live behind me when I had the apartment and they lived behind and they got an okay and they and I received stolen property. Okay. I mean, I don't know if it was stolen or not. But I had an apartment and actually a duplex. I can't even describe where it was. There was a, like a horse stable. It was in a canyon. It was something out of Rawhide. It was just, it was Dr. Quinn Medicine Man. Anyway, I was there, and when I was a disc jockey, I used to go to these promo records. What a promo record is, if you work at a radio station that plays music, you get free albums. You get promotional copies for you to play on the air, and sometimes they send over records that, frankly, nobody wants. Sometimes they send over records that are duplicates of the ones you're playing, yada, yada, yada. And they always got passed out to the DJs. Our music director would have these big mail slots, and she'd put these albums in our mail slot. Well, at the end of a good 12-month period, you got a lot of records. You got a ton of these. Now, some people I know in the business would go to these record exchange places and trade them for cash. You're not supposed to accept promo copies for sale, but, you know, that's what you're not supposed to do. By the way, what record store is that we're going to go to after work, Craig, to buy all my records back? Thank you. You're not supposed to, but a lot of guys do. So I had these records, and these guys used to live behind me where I think they were, I call them bikers because they rode Harleys, and they had funny-looking tattoos, and they shot their guns up at night, but they were nice guys. And like in the middle of the night, 3 in the morning, they'd come wheeling out of their apartment just, okay, if you don't think I hit it, bull crap, put that can on your head. Now, wait a minute, you guys, you don't, come on, Phil, it's okay. Don't do it. He's telling me that I can't shoot the can off his head at 50 feet. Ha, 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 ha. Look at you guys. I'm just trying to sleep. If you shut up, no, just this one thing and we'll shut up. Don't shoot the can off. Shut up. Go to bed. So, you know, anyway, guy comes to my apartment one day. He says, hey, Phil, I know that you got some records. You know, you got a lot of albums and stuff. Yeah, I do. He says, would you be willing to trade? Could we go through your records and in exchange we'll trade? I said, sure. You know, I will barter it out if you want. I don't know. Half these records, I don't even play them. So the next day, these guys come to my apartment door, and they've got, I'd say, about $250 worth of filet mignon. I mean the kind that's right off the rib. Gorgeous, man. It's all frozen. I don't know how many steaks I cut out of this thing. After the course of the summer, I had nothing but steaks all summer long. And I let these guys go through my records. And frankly, they got rid of half of the crap I didn't want anyway and really thinned it out. And I had steaks all summer long. It's a beautiful deal. You know, but unfortunately, that can trick didn't work out. One of them died and I had to leave. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what they were doing, but it was, so they probably was trying to blow a shot glass off of somebody's head like 100 paces or something. I had to get out of there. I mean, late at night, when you're living someplace, don't you think it's just a tad disquieting to hear gunshots at 3 in the morning, even if it is just target practice? So I split out of there, man. And that just, that was such a weird place to live. I rented this little apartment over a tack shop for a stable. I was living in the middle of horses. And on Saturdays, all these women would come to ride the horses. And so naturally, what I did is I dragged my little deck chair up on the roof of my apartment, sit there with a couple of Coors, and watch this whole thing take place. You know, that was my entertainment on a Saturday morning. I'd watch all of the women and their daughters arrive, and because they boarded their horses at this place, and they'd go right around the ring, or they'd go up into the trail, and I just sit up there watching. Hi, Phil. Hi, Mrs. Joe. Right, nice. You're writing English today. That's great. Now, that done none of that side saddle. I'm just kidding. And, oh, yeah, you know, and then, you know, we got to know each other very well, and I had to leave town shortly thereafter because one of them was married. But it was really, no, I mean, that was what I did. It was kooky. I didn't even have a phone. I just would eat this filet mignon. I'd listen to the records that I had left from this trade. I'd watch the women riding the horses and not phone anybody. So that was my life. Anyway, we looked up that quote in the Bible. It don't say cast the freaking bean out of your eye. It says beam. So this whole thing about how Starbucks is raping the bean, wrong. Although I will say now, and I said it to Jeff, I am a Starbucks junkie. I do go there for the latte. I do go there for my little decaf or calf or whatever the hell I want. My wife gets the non-fat. I'm standing in line. Those cats that work the counter at Starbucks, dude, this ain't cocktail, okay? Just make me the freaking coffee. Do you notice? Is it my imagination that some of those guys have just a little bit of an attitude going on? You know what I'm talking about? You go into Starbucks, give me the coffee. Yo, cafe latte, latte, hey. Hey, what's up, man? You know, what are you guys, like movie stars? You're making coffee. There's a whole thing. It's like I walk into Starbucks and I walk out of there with a cup of coffee and I'm grateful. That's wrong. That's wrong. They're putting that on me. They're putting that on me. Oh, excuse me. The people that work the cashier, the people who work the cash register, they're not cashiers. They're baristas? What is that, some southern Mexico revolutionary group? A barista? Viva barista! What are you talking about, a barista? You know what? Take your barista and... They made the name up? Oh, boy. Well, you know what? It's all illusion. That's part of the sales pitch. You create a symbol of something. You really get people to buy in. I had to tell you something. They're beautiful. And how about this now? Do you notice everybody's selling music? Let me ask you a question. I walk in to get coffee, and they got a CD there. What's this? That's coffee music. Coffee music? I don't understand. Well, let's just put it on. I put it on. It's like all Italian singing with accordions. Now, I don't know about you, but when I drink coffee, do we got some of that Starbucks? When I drink coffee, I'm generally either reading the newspaper or I'm watching television. I'm not necessarily in a music mood. I'm not saying that I'm not in a music mood. Last time I ever drank coffee and listened to music, I smoked some hash, too. And that's a lot of years ago. Here, look at this. I got this at Starbucks. There's no CD in it. No, the CD's not in it. Whatever. Doesn't make any difference. The name of the CD is Celtic Tides, a musical odyssey. It's Irish harp music. Who says I got to listen to that when I'm drinking a coffee? Melissa tells me the barista is for the signs in the window advertising for help wanted. It sounds better than coffee whore. Barista wanted as opposed to coffee whore. Anyway, that's very cruel, and I don't endorse that point of view. But it was funny. The whole trip with these guys, and you got to buy. Guess where else you can buy music now? Pottery Barn. What's going on? What's going on? Come on, somebody. In other words, I'm going to go to Pottery Barn. I'm going to get, like, one of those cheap, well, not that Pottery Barn sells things that are cheap, but it's, let's call it an inexpensive ceramic flower holder of some kind. And, oh, yeah, get your Pottery Barn music, which turns out it's Keeley Smith. It's like some Louis Prima stuff. It's whatever they say it is. While you're, you know, dishing through this little thing, while you're getting yourself some flour and making some cookies, Louis Prima is the way to go. Louis Prima is the cat you're supposed to listen to when you're drinking coffee. Says who? Why, because he's Italian? Name the place where you can... I bet you they got music you can buy on checkout at Vons now. I don't know. It's something to eat a... It's something to rape a lettuce leaf by. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. Oh, here's some of the people from Premier standing outside looking appropriately bored to hell. Dr. Laura's not on the air, I know, but this is second best, right? Phil Henry Show.